Tuesday the 13th of October, Rabbi David Lewis, in Yonei Shemitah.
Obviously, Shemitah is a major inyan. Al Masech, the Mishnayos, many Shita for the Shoyimim. I'm just in this half an hour to give an inkling, an idea of various shailas. The basic ideas of what's going on in Shemitah, what's Negeah to Afon Chutz Lorot, to Negeah, but the season of Rishal Negeah, and what's applicable to somebody who travels to Eretz Yisrael, in Beslau, what's going on with the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, Shalayim, Bnei Brak. Shviyis Lizman Azeh is a Machlikis Reshoinim, whether it's a Zeraisa or Midrabon, Shmita Bizman Azeh. Most Reshoinim take on with Midrabon, and that's how we pass in Halach, we take on the Shmita Adrabon. With regard to the produce of Shmita, so as we'll discuss in Yitzhak Shem, there are many, many halachas which are negeya. This is a schoira, this is to do business with the produce of Shmita. One's not allowed to waste the produce of Shmita. One's not allowed to take it out to chutz la'aretz. Many, many halachas which we'll see. In each thing, whether it's fruit, whether it's vegetables, whether it's tavua, has a different time when it's considered that it's got Kedusha Shvius. Peiros Eden, the Moshul, fruit, is totally dependent on Chanota. That means what we call in English, you say blossoming. Nice, it means when the flowers fall off the tree and the bud starts to grow, the fruit starts to grow, that's called Chanota. If the Chanota is in the sixth year, even though the fruit will actually grow in the seventh year, during Shemitah, but it hasn't got Kedusha Shvius. It won't apply to any of this fruit, the halacha of Shmita. This is called the produce of Shishis, of the sixth year. If the Chanota took place in Shmita, afidu the mice of the fruit will grow in the eighth year, and we'll pick it in the eighth year, but that's considered the produce of Shmita. So by fruit we go, Peiros for Ilan, we go, Bosa Chanota. So the mice of the fruit that we have at the beginning now of Shmita is not produce of Shmita. The fruit that we have is still the produce of Shishis, because the Chanot actually took place during the sixth year. Pri Ha'adona, so it's vegetables, certain fruits, melons, strawberries, Pri Ha'adona, is here we have to bear in mind always two things. Number one, we go back to Likita. Likita means the time of harvesting, the time when it's picked. So if it actually grew in the sixth year, but it wasn't picked, harvested till the seventh year, that has the Kedusha of Shmita, that's Kedusha Shvius. If it grew in the seventh year, but it wasn't actually harvested until after Shmita in the eighth year, then it won't have the Kedusha of Shvius. That's one thing, Ligabi Pri Ha'adoma. And the second thing is what's known as the Issa Svichin. That's the Issa of Chazal, Issa Svichin. That Machlik is showing exactly what goes into Svichin, and how the Chazanish Paschals and the Talinoik, as anything which actually grows during the seventh year, whether it grew beheta, seeds fell down and it grew by itself, that's what actually it means Svichin. Svichin means things which grew them by themselves, or even if it was grown by Issa. Chazal Asad, those Yerokas, Ba'achila, could be Ba'ano as well. The Chazal Asad, those Ba'achila, the reason being why Chazal Asad it is, because they were worried that maybe somebody will go and plant and he'll go and sow, and the rockers grow very quickly, and he'll say that I never planted it, I never sowed it, and it's by itself and it grew by itself. If the Mela Chachom and Chazal came along and made a blanket Issa of Svichin, that all the rockers, all Pri Ha'adoma that will grow during the seventh year, the Chazanish Paschal, that if it started growing the sixth year, hasn't got it in a Svichin. If it grew during the seventh year, it's got it in a Svichin, and the Mela also completely by Achila. So it comes out like this, that if the Yerokas started growing, let's say, in the sixth year, and then we were malakit in the seventh year, they were harvested, they were picked in the seventh year, so as we said, by Yerokas we go back to Likita, so there will be no Isser of Svichin. One will be allowed to eat these Yerokas, but they will have the Kedusha of Shmita, Kedusha Shvius, because the Likita was in the seventh year, and all the Halachas which we'll discuss soon will apply to these Yerokas. You can eat them, but they've got Halachas how they have to be eaten. Whereas if the Yerokas go right from the beginning, from the seventh year, then they are Svichin, and Svichin are also Bachila. So there will be Yerokas which will be Mutta Bachila, the Kedusha Shvius, And there will be yirokas which can fall into the category of svichin, which will be osa ba'achila. And then with grain, wheat, barley, pulses, peas and beans, lamoshul, is then, that applies with the growth of a third, toli b'shlish. So if a third of the growth were, if it's grown only a third in the sixth year, then that is shishit diketvua. If the shlish, it was grown a third in shmita year, then that is shlishit tvua. And will apply the isa sichin. So tvua will be osa b'achila. Peiros or Elon fruit, there's no issasich whatsoever. Chazal didn't answer because the whole chashasha was that something grows very quickly and he'll say, he'll plant it and he'll say, it grew by itself. Mashenk and the Elon takes a long time to be able to receive the produce of the Elon. Yeah, the Mela, it's not Niger, the Issa. And also, there's no on what grew by Akum, is also no Issa of Svichen. Shomer the Nevat. We know you're not allowed to do malacha, you're not allowed to work on the fields, we're not allowed to sow, we're not allowed to plant, we're not allowed to do all these things in Shmita. And all the payers have to be declared hefka, ownerless. Hefka, that's what Shmita is. Shomel means that the farmers didn't declare they had the property hefka, and they don't let people in. Nevad means they continued farming, they continued doing agricultural work on all the growth during Shmita. Is Shomer the Nevad is a big machlikus reshoinim whether produce which has been Shomer or Nevad is also bachila or not. Big machlikus reshoinim. Is minig Yerushalayim, the Gedoyim Yerushalayim, the Apostle Yerushalayim all the years was, that Shomer the Nevad is also bachila. If farmers didn't keep Shmita, they were not Shomer Shvius, and they didn't declare the property hefker, or they continued working on the land, the produce of that, the produce is also machila. The Ashitus Rishonim for the Mekel, as we said, the Chazanish was Mekel B'Shaas Hatchak. It's a steal of the Chazanish, the Meister, the Maskona of how they understand what the Chazanish's opinion was, that he was Mekel of a necessity. I mean, years ago it was very difficult, Shmita, it's a necessity, case of necessity, then the Chazanish was Mekel B'Shaas Hatchak. Nowadays, as nowadays there's no shasa trak anymore because there's plenty of produce, there's plenty to eat in Israel. Is a mela. Everybody would agree nowadays that Shomer the Nevad is also ba'achila. There's an issa, produce of Shmita has a kedush shashvius, is also to take this produce outside of Israel, also lohitzi luchutz loris. And you get to know, right? If a person goes on a holiday, takes a stroll, the desk, they sometimes like to bring back the children, they right? So certain things, they right? So fruit and the papitas and these things. This is all also. You can't bring out, if it's Shmittadika produce, we'll see what is considered Shmittadika produce and what not. And one can't bring out Peiros, Shvius, Luchutz Loris. Seder Lederech, one wants, if for whatever reason one doesn't eat on the aeroplane and one has the things, one hasn't got anything to eat, then one's allowed to take just what one needs for the journey, but that's considered as a shafat chakir allowed to take out of Eretz Yisrael. So let's now see what's negeir to asin chutz lo'aretz. Now we've established the klonim a little bit. What's negeir to asin chutz lo'aretz? So the fruit, now this beginning of Shmita here, as we said, the chanota, the blossoming took place already in the sixth year. So the fruit, let's say, sold in the shops here in Safeway from Israeli produce, is not Shmittadika produce. The second part of Shmita will already be fruit from the year of Shmita, because the Chanot will have been in the year of Shmita. Vegetables grow very quickly. The Yerokas we have, what you've already seen, the notices from the Kehillah, which vegetables already come from Eretz Yisrael, is vegetables we already have in the shops. Either they are svichin, which will be completely osa b'achila, or if they're not svichin, but they have already been harvested already in the year of Shmita, so they will have Kedusha Shvius, which will mean that they are Muta Ba'achila, but one's not allowed to waste them, as we'll discuss in a minute. You can't throw them away in the bin, any leftovers. It's got halachas of Shmita and other halachas as well. So what comes out is that if a person wants to go now, Safeway, whatever it is, and to buy fruits, vegetables, let's talk about vegetables because it's already vegetables. If you have to bear a number of things in mind. Number one, this produce, it has been sent to England, so they've been over Issa of Schoire. not allowed to do any commercial business with tavis, with produce of Shemitah. The Issa's Chol would be noiver. You're not allowed to take out produce to Chutzlot. So they've been over the Issa being Moitzi L'Chutzlot. So Vada, if this arrives in our shop, this has come from non-Shoyim Rishvias. This has come from people who don't keep the Halacha of Shemitah and are over the Issurim. So this involves Shomer and Eva. This comes from fields where they don't keep Shemitah, where they were not masking their property, and where they worked on, and they did work on the fields during Shemitah. So therefore it comes out like this. If the vegetables are svichin, they are also bachila. On the tzad that they are not svichin, or later we'll have fruit in the shop, which will not, no problem with svichin, of it's shomer the nevat. Shomer the nevat, as we said, is a machlekes v'shoinim, minig v'shalayim is also bachila. The chazanish was only mekel v'shasot chak. Moch Hashem here in England, there's no shasot chak, we have plenty of fruit and vegetables. Is a mele chayla maskona should be that it's also bachila. So that one shouldn't buy it. And if by mistake one did buy it, is Mechayra Pashtus, it should be that it's also Bachila, and therefore, as we'll learn later, what would one do? One can't eat it, but one can't throw it away either. So one has to wait till it rots, till it becomes no longer human, fit for human or animal consumption, and then one can throw it in the bin. That's if a person bought by mistake. What? We'll come to that in a minute. The svichin means that any vegetables or grain or pulses that grew during Shemitah, whether they grew by themselves or they were grown by Issa, is chazal made the Issa, you're not allowed to eat them. They're offered by achila, and the reason being because since vegetables grow very quickly, the sun will go by night and he'll plant some sow some vegetables and they'll go within another few weeks, and he'll say that they grew by themselves. So therefore chazal. Oh, so this is Yerokas, is not all seemingly off. If the growth was in the sixth year and we harvested in the seventh year, so it won't have an Issa of Sichin, it will have a Kedusha of Shemitah, and therefore will apply the Halakha of Shemitah. So it depends, you have to know the information from our Bezdin, Avadikashas has to tell you whether these vegetables are Shemitah vegetables or they're Sichinitic vegetables. That Avadikashas will be able to know exactly when it is grown.
Properties?
What?
Properties?
You know, it's a prior plot of them. This is Kedai to point out, very important to point out. So we said you shouldn't go from Schmitter into a Safeway and buy produce of Eretz Yisrael. The evidence is a person should know that it's not just a Schmitterdicker problem. The whole year, during the 6 years, a person goes into Safeway and he buys fruit or vegetables from Eretz Yisrael. There's an Indian of Trumas and Isis. So he has to take Trumas and Isis. If a person can, so this is Shemitah, is a problem with also Bachila. Pays the Yerokas, you can take Trumas and Isis. The first person has to know how to take Trumas and Isis. It could be, this has to be verified, I'm not sure, but I've heard over the years that the fruit and vegetables that's exported from Eretz Yisrael is Vadai Tevel. They say the Rabbanut don't take Trumas and Isis from any food, from any produce which is exported to Eretz Yisrael. The reason being, there is a shitter, we don't paskin like that shitter, but there is a shitter that things which are taken out of chutzlof have got no chiv between the mice. We don't paskin like that. Although it's a big expense to take off all trimmers and mice. And the mailer, when it comes to exporting, I don't know if it's true, or one has to be signed out. It could be we're dealing with Vade Tevel, the rest of the 6 years of Schmitter. And even if we're not, we know the mice of the Rabbunut is the tumors of mice is not what it should be. And the mailer, the person has to know that if he buys produce on that throne, he has to be careful to take tumors of mice properly. Now, the biggest machlekes, one of the main machlekes which affects the Yidden Shmita, is the machlekes that they see Yosef in the Mabit. What is the halachas with regard to pedas and irokas that grow by Akam, that grow by the Arabs, that grow by the Goyim? Does it have Kedusha Shvius or not? Is the Shittas HaBeis Yosef, the Beis Yosef Paskins, that only that what grows by a Yid, by Yisroel, that has Kedusha Shvius? Anything which grows by the goyim hasn't got kedusha shvius. It doesn't apply. The whole in halacha of the shvius doesn't apply. You can eat it normally, and it doesn't affect. We'll soon talk about. There's no issa schoira, and it doesn't affect the money which you pay for the fruit. Nothing applies. This is shit to the basic office. The mabit, others hold it. No, there's no difference between peiros yerokas tuishol akum tuishol yisrael. The correct expression is yevul nochri. Yevul nochri. There's no difference between Yiddish Tzvua and Yevul Nochri. Kedusha Shvius applies to everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. is in Yerushalayim, Minig Yerushalayim, going back from the Gedoyli Yerushalayim, Tasa Shulchan and others, took on the Shitta of the Beis Yosef. So in Yerushalayim, Shmita is quite easy. In Yerushalayim, the Haredis, everything is bought from the Arabs. In the Leila, it doesn't apply all the halachas of Shmita. The Chazanish held differently. The Chazanish paskin with an abit, and he holds that there's no difference between Goyish Shatua and Yiddish Shatua. Leila doesn't help you any buy from the Arabs at all, and therefore everything in Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Shviyas. I mean, the Nei Brak Takeh applies all the halachas of Shviyas. What they actually do is they have called it very briefly, it's called Oitzah Bezdin. The Bezdin really go down to the fields and they bring all the, they harvest everything and then they bring it up into the shops and it's sold as it's meant to be cost price, just you're paying for the tirchah, the Bezdin sent down shluchim to bring all the food and rockers, but whatever they're eating in the Nei Brak and other yeshuvim, pashtas go already with the shit of the chazanish, the running in Yerushalayim, is they have peiros which have kedushas shviyas. The emes is negeya here in Chutz La'aretz as well. What's called Yevul Nachri. So the moshul now, the moshul we have already the lettuce, yeah, the lettuce in Eretz Yisrael, the alikafet lettuce, the bag free lettuce, comes from Eretz Yisrael. Always used to have the Eidech Haredes Hechsher. You might have noticed there's no Eidech Haredes Hechsher now, it's got now 6 Hechsher instead. Yeah? Is the Eidech Haredes, why the Eidech Haredes took off the Hechsher? That leaves to the side. Of it has an Hechsher, and it's written on it, you'll see the Yud Nun Yevul Nachri. Yevul Nachri. You'll ask me a question too now, all the Israeli belong to the Yid, now suddenly how can Yevul Nachri? Let's leave it exactly the production of it, how, why it's called, of it's Yevul Nachri. Yevul Nachri is a person has to know this is a machlekes apostim, a machlekes with my Beis Yosef, with my bit. According to the Beis Yosef, Yevul Nachri, this has nothing to do with this, not going to do nothing to do Shvir. According to the Mabit, the Chazdish Paskin, the lettuce that we have now in England here is Kedusha Shvir. And that applies all the halachas of Shmita. Now we have to start thinking, do we have Minig Yerushalayim, or can we anyway? We allow the Beis Yosef, at least everybody to think what they should do, they can ask their off, whatever. Oh, but it's negeh to ask in Chutz La'aretz, the halach is not just the machlekes Yerushalayim ben Eidrak, it's negeh to ask in Chutz La'aretz Yevul Nachri. The embassy is, yeah. Now, the embassy is, because now that's what they say, the Chazanish, it was only make of the Shas HaTchak on Shalom ben Eidrak. There's no Shas HaTchak even in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. The fact that there's no Shas HaTchak anymore, Baruch Hashem is meant to eat there. In England, there's definitely no Shas HaTchak. You can have any other place for Eretz Yisrael. Even the Chazanish, the Emes, is made that Shalom ben Eidrak will be offered. So Shalom ben Eidrak is definitely offered according to everybody now. In the Gabbai Yevul Nachri, this is just being aware of what we're eating. Let's talk about something else which is in the gear to us. When a person travels to Eretz Yisrael, let's say he wants to stay in a hotel. So let's mention what you brought up now. In Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut does what's called Heter Mechira. If Heter Mechira gives an hour shi on Heter Mechira, but let's just say briefly, the Heter Mechira means that the Rabbanut go and they sell the land of Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs. Memela, it's Yevul Nachri. So in other words, as we said already, Yevul Nachri is a machlekes. So this Heter Mechira is of debate on the shit of the Beis Yosef, that Goyisha Tvua doesn't apply to the halachas of Shmita. Fair enough. The Chazanish, with all the Gedolei Yisrael, don't hold of Heter Mechira. Not only don't hold of Heter Mechira, they don't even use Heter Mechira as a sneef lekula. That means, let's say we've got one or two sfeikas, so maybe we can add another sad lekula that there's a heter mechira. They don't even rely, the Chazanish and Agadoy Yisrael, don't even rely on this heter mechira as a sneef lekula. The reason being, besides two, then very, very briefly, what's different from mechira's promise? No, you could do mechira's promise. Mechira's promise, Gans Klal Yisrael, whole class will hold mechira's promise. Nobody make a chashash about mechira's promise. What else is when a shopkeeper sells his chometz to the goy and he gives over the chometz to the goy, he realizes, he knows, the back of his mind, it's unlikely to happen, but he knows the back of his mind is if the goy decides to buy the chometz, he will sell the chometz. It's not a shayla. It's unlikely to happen. It's going to happen, or he could. He'll give him over the key. The goy decides, I want to pay the chometz, he'll take the money and then he'll buy new stock. The mechira is a serious mechira. That's why we rely on mechira's chometz. No, you can do it in Klaliyasa. Masha'en came here. The Mechet Mechira is Chukav Tzvura. It's a mitzvah, it's a joke, because the farmers are never going to go and give their land over to the Arabs. It's a joke, and the Melech it's what they call a chukat with a shvil. In second of all, the Chazanish held, there's an issur to sell land, I just jumped in the there's an issur to sell karkas to sell to the goyim. How does it go? Many of the farmers don't even come and sign on the dotted line. So what do they do, the Rabbanut? It's a schus that the farmer shouldn't be over the Shemitah. So the man, he'll sign on behalf of the farmer. So it's the shlichas, the Rabbanut, to a shlichas for the farmer so that they shouldn't be over. Oh, but time of the Chazanish, the whole mechira to the goy is an aveira. The klal is ein shliach, lidvar aveira. And the man, the whole mechira is never been not found in the We don't take on the Hetzimichilachlach. In the mail, when a person travels to Etzisol, if he just goes and buys an Eil Charedish shop, or the Nebrak in the Charedish shops, now whatever it is, that's the problem. If he wants to stay in a hotel, then he has to know what Hashgach does this have to tell him. Is it a Rabbanut that is just relying on the Hetzimichil? Or no, they're just relying on the Hetzimichil. If they're just relying on the Hetzimichil, then we have to go back. The Hetzimichil is key, there's no Hetzimichil. In a Mele, it's Shonu Veneva. Shonu Veneva, the writer Osser Bachile. Sichin is Osser Bachile. In a Mele, a person's eating in the hotel, then he's eating things which are Osser Bachile. Well, tell me, a person will be machne, he won't eat fruit and vegetables. He'll only eat the chicken or the meat. Other the chicken and the meat was cooked together with vegetables. In Peter Schmitte is noisen tam. It gives a tam into the chicken. The nail, that chicken has got kedusha shvit. So the nail, whatever eating, and the vli is in the pot. So the nail, a person has to know, and he goes to that store, has to be careful where you're eating. And let me add, and this is not only a schnitzer person has to know when he goes to tell where he's eating. Because only the problems with Trumas and Isis. In Trumas and Isis, as we know, there are no problems with Trumas and Isis. In the Mela, a person has to always know exactly what the Hashgach is, what the and who the Mashgiach is, and what's being done in that hotel. Let's go weiter. I want to give you a stick of an idea very, very quickly how even that fall a living a little bit. Oh, but then, before we go, let's finish with what can be negate to Hasel Chutzlot. Shame to you. Let's talk more on the negate to Chutzlot. The halacha is when you buy Peres, produce of Shmita, you give over money. That's whether you bought the Issa or whether you bought the Heta. There are certain cases where one is mutter b'schoyra. We'll go into it now. There are certain cases when one can sell to a certain extent peiros or yirokos or shmita. So you pay money now for the peiros and the yirokos. That money now becomes this kaddish with kedusha shvius. The kedusha is not actually transferred because the payee remains kaddish with kedusha shvius, but the money now has the halachas of kedusha shvius. So the marshal, peiros, yirokos, you're not allowed to waste. Can't just waste it. This money now has become Kodesh B'Kodesh Shvi'it, has halachas now. It's got halachas, so you have to buy with this money food. You don't have to buy dafka fruit or vegetables. You can buy chicken, fish, anything. But what you buy, the food, the edible thing you buy, has to be eaten the B'Kodesh Shvi'it. That means all the halachas now, you buy some chicken, no chicken's allowed to be wasted. If it's left over, it has to be allowed to be left to rot, and then it can be thrown away. Has a lochus, so the money receives a kedushas shvius. There are two ways to get around that problem that the money, when you get, because people don't have loads of money of kedushas shvius in their pocket, especially as a shopkeeper, is the two ways of getting around that. Number one is hakofa. You pay on credit. If you pay on credit, then you don't have to, the money is not in Skandish with Dusha Shvius. It's a machlik of a poskim already. How does this credit thing work? In the chat is, I agree with him, I'm going to pay you at a later date. Pick up the thing that the item I bought. I've already been Zoicha now, this is on credit. Now I can pay for it straight away. I can pay for it straight away because it was a credit purchase. Or no, others learn that Haben is the Chaznishel. The Chaznishel like that. Others learn that no, you have to, you can only pay for it after it's been eaten up. Okay, and that's discussion how the credit will work. Obviously, buying credit, then there's no Kedusha Shvius. A second way is, Bahavlo, you go into a shop, and you want to buy things which have Kedusha Shvius, and you want to buy other things which don't have Kedusha Shvius. Buy other things which don't have, some meat and some chicken, or some shampoos, or whatever it is, other things that are sold in the store there. Is we agree between the Moich and the Likeach that I'm not paying you for the fruit and the vegetables, I'm paying you a higher price for the things which have not Kedusha Shvius. That's called Havlo. Which case will also want to apply Kedusha Shvius. The halacha is, if it comes out of Netzrol, talking about Netzrol, you go into a non-Shoimer Shvius shop and they sell their Tejas and Yerokas. A person's traveling, he's out of Yerushalayim now, somewhere where there's not a Shoimer Shvius shop, and he goes in, he has a Petra store, a Petra, and he wants to buy something which hasn't got anything to do with Kedusha Shvius. But the majority of things which are sold in that store are Kedusha Shvius. So that means the money in the till of this shopkeeper is money which has on it Kedusha Shvius. If a person now buys something else without Kedusha Shvius and you get change, the person has to know that change has got Kedusha Shvius. That change has to be Chayshet from Rav money in that till has got Kedusha Shvius. Now you have money in your hand which has got Kedusha Shvius. And therefore you can only buy edible things with it, and those edible things have to be Knoik Kedusha Shvius, you're going to be able to waste it. One doesn't have to worry. You go into Safeway, the majority of things there are not paid as the lockers, and the majority of the lockers are not from there to throw. So when one gets change in Safeway, whatever shop it is, in Tesco, whatever it is, one doesn't have to be choishish that you're getting money which has got Kedusha Shvius. I know people who are machne. There are people who are machne here in England. I saw a vada, and here, I know people in England told me that when from the year during the Schmidt, they go into Tesco, they never pay with cash, or they pay the exact money. Either make a credit card purchase, or they give the exact money. Because the choishah, there must be some money, the Israeli produce is sold somewhere along the line, there is a small amount of money which has Kedusha Shvius, he doesn't want that in his pocket. Yesh machmir, not mustami, ikiradin mustami, don't have to be machmir. One could go bosser, one could go after the majority.
All the money is mixed
in. Yeah, it's a good guy. It's a problem. Not quite sure how to get down to it. Yeah. Go to a bank, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the majority, though. The majority of money is paid to the office. Could be. I don't know if it's the majority. It's a problem. Let's just finish off. Obviously, we only got through half of what we wanted to get through, obviously. But let's just finish off with one or two nekudas. So we say you're not allowed to waste anything which has got Kedusha Shvius. Yeah, the Moshe just gives you ideas of what people have to think of in it. So you make Havdalah, there is what you do, you take the candle and you put it out in the wine. And you can't do that. That's wasting the wine. You mastered the wine. Abba Kaisas, when we take it, we put it by the Maccas, you wasted the wine, you're not going to drink that wine, you're not allowed to. So people don't use Yain Shoshmishvias, they don't use those that are Seder night. No, it's only Lachiglas. Wine is meant for drinking. Yeah. No. When there will be Schmitter wine, that Schmitter people don't use Schmitter wine by the Seder. Or Abdullah. Lemoshel. Okay, Shemen, yeah. Schmitter Dika oil. So Hadlokas near Shabbos, people light with oil. Hadlokas near Shabbos, you could use it because oil is oimid lahadlokas. And the Rambam says that's one of the things you do with oil. Is it? Mashenke nechaneke, also lishtamash behen. So you won't be able to use shmita dika oil. People have to think constantly, they have to live with their minds in everything is shmita. For her to not for off, as when you want to fry something. You shmita just a little drop of oil, but your mind's not because of the taste. Because you don't want that it should stick to the pan. That's called hefset. The oil has to be used as a libishel, just that it shouldn't stick to the pan. Constantly, a yid net soul has to think every second exactly how it affects him, the shmitter. Mamish, to finish off, is what do they do with the leftovers? That big asik with the leftovers. You get a bar meal, you've got leftovers there. Is they have to put the leftovers in a bag, and they have to be left out to rot. Somebody once told me, Chazun, in Bnei Brak, you can smell Shemitah. Because you go out and all the bags are left there to rot, and they're left to rot Shir Chazunish. is a rela is a gewaltige Eise, because Yidin Baruch Hashem, Oisik, and this is in the Shabbat, and this is a Schmitz.